It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm your host, Amber May, and we are going to continue our discussion about bringing revival. All of us want revival. We keep talking about it, but nothing's happening. Why? Because we're not doing what we need in order for God's promises to come alive. Because whenever God promises something, he says, if you, then I. If you will do this, then I promise I'll do this. So we need to keep our end of the bargain, and then God will do something miraculous in our country. Pastor Jamal Bashar is back with us again. He's the pastor of First Arabic Baptist Church, and he's going to be sharing with us some things that's going on in his congregation, and also some ideas and precepts he knows about in the Bible that talks about revival. But bringing revival means that we take the precepts of God and put them into action. And last week we talked about discipleship, and I want to ask you, have you picked someone you want to disciple? Well, I was in church on Sunday, and God spoke to me and said, your next door neighbors are the people you need to be discipling right now. It's a husband and wife of a blended family, all teenagers. They have a Catholic background, at least the father has a Catholic background. As far as I know, not strong churchgoers, and I'm sitting in God, I'm like, okay, I'll do it, God, but I don't think they're going to come with me, because God asked me to take the teenagers, invite them to the True Love Waits class at our church, a class that I think every church should have, because they need to teach the teenagers at a young age how to stay sexually pure when the whole media, everywhere they turn, magazines, billboards, TV, music, movies, everywhere you turn, even in school, are teaching have sex. Love is sex is the same thing. It's intertwined. If you're going to date, you're going to have sex. So it's always sex, 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 sex. And on top of that, the pastors need to be bringing these classes as well to the adults, because I think the adults are doing more premarital sex than the teenagers. They have more opportunity. They don't have anyone to look after, or look after them, I should say. They're free to do as they wish. So I think the pastors need to be talking to their congregation about the True Love Waits as well. But God told me, invite your teenage neighbors to the True Love Waits. I'm like, wow, I'll do it, God, but I don't think they're gonna come. Well, if God tells you to do something and you don't do it, then you're the only one to blame. So I said, God, if you tell me to do it, I'm going to do it. So I went to my neighbors. I asked them if their teenagers would be willing to come, and I drive them and everything. They said that they're going to think about it. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen on Thursday, if they're going to come with me on Friday, because I go over there and ask them, are you coming with me on Friday? Because that's when the class is. So I'm really excited about that. And I know if this isn't the opportunity that they're going to say, yes, I'm going to come to church, then I know I'm going to have some more opportunities to do that. So, but God told me to disciple my neighbors. So who is God telling you to disciple? We're going to hit on that. First Arabic Baptist Church is having a conference to teach us how to disciple to our Muslim friends. But before we get into that, I want to kind of touch on the book of Acts. The book of Acts is a great representation of what revival looks like. As we go through the chapters of Acts, we clearly see that the Holy Spirit is largely at work. In the beginning of Acts, the Holy Spirit was poured out to the followers of Jesus, and the followers began witnessing to the people, the non-believers. And in Acts chapter 2, 40 through 41, it says, with many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accept his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. With just the message of repentance, they had 3,000 people that day come to know Christ. Could you imagine how that must have felt? The message of Jesus is so powerful, and the book of Acts can teach us a lot about bringing revival. In essence, they were going through a revival. The Holy Spirit was given to them, and the Holy Spirit provides life through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Pastor, what do you have to say about the book of Acts? Anything, when you think of Acts and you think of revival, what comes to mind?
It's the work of the Holy Spirit. The book of Acts, and it's written on it, the Acts of the Apostles, but really it is the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the Apostles. And there will not be any revival outside the Holy Spirit work within us. So is he welcomed in our churches? Is he being ignored? is sin separating us from Him? Is He able to do His works and us obeying Him? Because He is here to direct us to all righteousness, direct us to the truth, and He is to direct us to glorify Jesus Christ. If we are listening to Him, then there should be a revival happening in our churches.
You know, their message was simple. The message was, save yourself from this corrupt generation. It almost sounds as if they were living with us today. All we see is corruption everywhere we go, from the very top to the very bottom. It's corruption all around.
Well, the corruption that they had faced over there, it's even much worse than today. But we are heading into that direction. The Lord has saved so many, and the Spirit of God was poured on our earth, and we live right now through the grace of God and in a grace age. So God is dealing with us very, very tenderly, and He is calling upon us to repent. But there is one day when that call is over. And so the church needs to be revived. What does that mean, to revive? Re means again, and vive means life. So to relive again that original life that God has instilled in us. We need to remember, to go back in our memories, when we were saved and the excitement about being saved. And today, where are we at that point? We need to go back and see how God changed and transformed our life. We were excited. We were falling in love with Jesus Christ, and we are doing His commandments. And all of a sudden, we became cold toward Him. And God wants us to rekindle that spirit again and to get back into our first love.
And I want you to notice in chapter 2, and Pastor, you probably have seen this, fellowship and taking care of one another caused outsiders and non-believers to be saved. And what did I talk about the first week of January? I talked about things to provide for the needs of the community and the church body. Garden ministries. I asked if physicians and nurses would do a free clinic once a month for healthcare, because if you're not employed, you still can get sick. And if you get sick and you're unemployed with no insurance, how are you going to pay for it? So in chapter 2, we see exactly the messages that God's been giving me. And every week He's just been adding to that message to get larger and larger so we can get the bigger picture of what's going on. So when we meet the needs, the physical needs of people, non-believers will see that and will want to come into salvation.
Fellowship is a result of our relationship with Jesus Christ, and it is as a result of our repentance. And if we repent of our sins, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That goes hand in hand with the people at that time when they felt part of that community of redeemed believers. They sold all things because there was poverty, mm-hmm. and they put it at the disciples' feet.
Which is what I'm going to talk about right now, because deep down, people want to be a part of a community where they feel loved. This keeps going back to the point at the beginning of the month. When you take care of people's needs, they are more apt to hearing the message of Jesus Christ. As you fellowship with fellow believers, you become more strengthened with your walk in Christ. And if you looked what happened during the time of fellowshipping, many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. Who or what is an apostle? Well, let's take a minute before we go on to that point. Is an apostle someone who is a missionary, an evangelist, someone who spreads the good news of Jesus Christ? Many of the apostles started in the early church. Basically, it means they were sent forth. They are ambassadors. And the signs and miracles that they did were not for the believers, but for the unbelievers, to show them how powerful our God is that we serve.
Yes, the apostles in the New Testaments, definitely in the first chapter of the book of Acts, as the elected and apostle, there was those people who lived to see Jesus, who walked with Jesus, who have seen Him since His baptism. But today, the apostles of Jesus Christ are the same, the sent out one. And we ought to be sent to the whole world. The apostles did not consider themselves as the elite, but considered themselves as the servants of all. And that is the spirit that we need to have in our churches. Today we have too many elitists in our churches.
Thank you.
And that is that is a sin on pastors and ministers and evangelists and all of that. They set themselves on a pedestal while they're just preaching the word of God, and the world is going to hell around them. We need to have encourage people to be together at the church daily. They were daily. Again, we're going to say daily, gathering together and praying. And our congregations are small enough that we can meet more often than what we are. Sunday morning is not just a 30-minute or 20-minute sermon. Sunday morning is where we go to the presence of God as a corporate body, and we get again washed and sent out to the washed of our sins and our shortcomings, and then get sent out by God to the world to witness and to bring the fruit for the next Sunday, to show forth the fruit. And we have not seen this yet. In our church, two Sundays ago, we seen one person with a demonic spirit that was controlling him that was released. Last Sunday, I had a sermon prepared and God took over. It was a day of weeping and crying over those in Egypt suffering and those in Iraq suffering and being killed and women being raped, all of that brought us into to be connected with other believers in the world. So our churches here, everyone act as if it is they are the only people in this world. And we have to be connected, and the Spirit of God can connect us together. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit can connect us together. We need to be talking to God more often through His Spirit that is in the church. That's why He said, I have to ascend that I may send the Spirit to you. Because then Jesus Christ can be everywhere, and He can connect us from America to the Middle East and from here to China. So we can be connected as believers. That will bring revival to our churches. Once the believer get connected together, that bring revival.
Absolutely. Because right now your church is doing a dynamic teaching. We have had a huge Muslim influx into our country. If you've noticed, anywhere around America, more mosques are being built, more refugees are coming, and your church is doing a conference to equip the saints on how to reach them, because they're no different than anybody else. God wants to love them and wants them to have eternal life, just like He wants someone from China, from America, from Mexico. They're no different. So tell us a little bit about what's going on in your church and how they can connect with you.
Well, what we want to look at, we see an influx of Middle Easterners and particularly Muslims that you see in their dress garb. And we understand that our mandate is to tell the good news to every creature. And what we want to do is we want to encourage the church to rise up to the task of sharing the gospel with their Muslim neighbors. And we want to share the gospel. We want to teach you how to do that. We have seminars on Friday. Friday seminars start at 10 in the morning. And then from 12 to 3, we're going to go to the mosque outreach. We're going to go to the mosque and give pamphlets and give information about the Word of God. Then we're going to come back to the church at 7 o'clock in the evening, and we're going to have classes there to talk about the Islamic religion, how it started, who is a prophet, and all of that. We want you to come so you can learn. And also Saturday is going to be from 9 o'clock in the morning till at night, and we're going to have some Muslim friends, converted Muslims, that are going to give their testimonies. You need to be with us. You need to come. It's all in English. Some of the greatest speakers are going to be with us, like Dr. James White and Sam Shimon and other people like those apologists who can teach us how to reach out to people.
You know, that's amazing. So you guys are actually going to go and visit a mosque?
Yes.
Wow. That's
not just one mosque, but we're going to, as many people as show up, we're going to be dividing ourselves to the different mosques that we have in this city.
That's something I've always wanted to do, just as a curiosity, why people go to them, what is it like, not because I want to worship there, but you can't defeat your enemy unless you know what they believe, and yeah, you learn that in school.
Yeah, and we don't need to look at them as enemies, but we need to look at them as people who are lost and that need Jesus Christ.
And absolutely. That's, I didn't mean that, it in that term. I meant as an argument.
Yes, when, of course. That is an anti, basically, to your to our beliefs. And they are. They are, you know, their calling is to uproot our beliefs and to build their beliefs. That's what they, that's their goal. And we understand that, and that's what their mandate. But also we have a mandate to go to all the world and spread the gospel.
That's true. So we both have mandates, but ours is the truth. Unfortunately, they believe lies, and it's up to us to show any non-believer who the real Messiah is and who the truth is.
Absolutely. He says the truth will set you free. And when I see people who are bound, all the way through, they are in fear, they are bringing fear to others, that is not of a true religion,
right.
Absolutely. And we need to set the people free. Now they are in our country. They can taste what freedom is all about.
Right.
They have not to be coerced. They have not to die for if they believe in Jesus
That's
Christ.
True.
But the church cannot be sitting behind the pews and things, you know, sing kumbaya and everything is going to be okay.
See, this is our time to witness to them, introduce them to Christ in a way that they feel safe that they can do it and go to church and worship with us. This is the time.
The fact of the matter is it is so hard to send people out to Muslim worlds. It is closed for the Christians and now they are coming here.
It's almost like God's
let's send missionaries. Let's send missionaries.
What if that's God's hand bringing them here for us to introduce them to him?
And let me tell you, if anybody comes to this conference and we have enough funding for this, we're going to charge a small fee. If you are two that come into this conference, it's going to be $75. If you come as one, it is $50. But if we have extra funding, we want to sponsor couple witnesses to go to Europe and be in especially in Britain, and
yes,
go out there and help a church over there. We want to support at least for the tickets to go there and come back. And that's what we want. So we want people to get encouraged to come to this conference, because if we have the funding, that's what I'm saying. Again, if we have the funding, I promise
we
you that we can send at least two missionaries to go over there and help a church to witness to Muslims, because it is a Muslim-filled land over
there.
That's true. And we need to help him out.
I have a link on my website, theambermayshow.com. I want you to check it out to see how devastating the Muslim religion is just taking over the world. So it's really important that you see it so you can truly grasp the gravity of this issue. Now, Pastor Jamal, how does this tie in with revival?
There is not going to be a revival without soul winning.
Right.
So if we move on to soul winning, if you go and win one Muslim, I can guarantee you your soul is going to be revived. Number one, you took somebody from hell, heading to hell, and you brought him to the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, you released yourself from the hate and prejudices that you have. That's a repentance of sin. Okay, so if you repent of this sin, because you have been bombarded that these people are enemies, these people blow us apart. Yes, they did, okay? But you know what? We are not fighting flesh and blood. We are fighting principalities and powers in high places, and we need to move forward with that Spirit of God to challenge us. Is your God a true living God, or is the other gods is the true living gods? So, but I can tell you that Jesus Christ, look at the last book, and he is the victorious Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so be cheered and be glad and lift your heads up, for your salvation is drawing nigh, and you have the Lord of heaven and earth on your side. That is a revival.
Now, you've had a lot of opportunities talking to Muslims. Do you have a testimony that you can share with us about someone that you've introduced to Christ and where they are today?
Yes, I have a testimony of that. A man came from Jordan. His mother is from a Christian background. His father is a Muslim. So he was raised as Muslim, and he was pretty much very strict Muslim. He had so many questions about Jesus Christ, and he's living with a beautiful Christian family here in the valley, because they are his relatives on the mother's side. So as I visited him, he had so many questions, and the host is a good believer, great believer, sharing the gospel with him. But Sometimes I felt he was talking to him at high level because, you know, the teacher of this gentleman is a professor in a university and he start learning how to use these kind of phrases and words. So I came in, and when my brother there wasn't available, and he asked me the question, I explained a few things that he heard about the gospel in a very simple way. And he came and he gave me a hug. Two Sundays later, I see this man being brought to the church, and he was walked down to the aisle after the service was over. At the end of the service, we send the invitation out. Whoever wants to come and accept Jesus Christ, or he has a question, or he has a request to come in. So as he came, I realized that the first thing I want him to know that Jesus Christ loves him and that Jesus is on his side. He is for him and he is not against him. And he wants him to come to the knowledge of him and to have relationship. And I said to him that he must repent of his sins and he must recognize that he's a sinner and come to Jesus and to declare Jesus as Lord. And this person could not say Jesus is Lord. And he was under such a power that he could not, oppression. And he just was hot, and then he fell apart, basically. And the Lord said to me, you hold him close, and you keep telling him that I love him, and he has a purpose. I have a purpose in his life, for his life, and I want him to come to me and tell him I love him. And this guy truly melted in my arms. And he starts saying, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
And so here is a man that has been influenced severely by Islamic religion and people of extreme position, if I may add that. And he came to know Jesus as Lord and Savior.
So you could see how important this conference is. It's next week. Pastor
the
Jamel,
29th.
Give us your information on how we can get in touch with you to register. This is one conference you can't miss. With the dynamic changing of this country, we have to reach our Muslim friends in the safety of our country.
Yes, we're going to have so many great, great teachers. Dr. Cynthia Petros, Mr. Sam Shamoun, Mr. George Sayeg. Those are people who have been defending and reaching out to Muslims. That is the thrust of their ministry. Dr. James White. All of those men and women of God come in. Beside all the Muslim converts that are coming to share their testimony, you need to come. And the cost is so minimal that we made it so minimal so you can afford it. And let me tell you this. I rather you come than not to come, even if you don't have the money. And whatever God tells you to put in the service, then you do that. And so we have a scholarship for you if you need it. Please come. Please let people know that we are here not to fight or try to make an army of Muslim haters. We are here to make an army of Muslim lovers to bring them to the love of Jesus Christ.
So how can we reach you?
Well, Jamel Bishara at onmbaby.com. Jamel Bishara at onmbb.com. And my phone number is 602-488-1870.
That's 602-488-1870. You have to call him, register. This is something you can't miss. You just heard a testimony. There's more people out there like this. So this is one way we bring revival. This is another way we can disciple, because maybe God's going to bring a Muslim friend to your life and you're going to have a chance to disciple them.
And we're going to ask you, we're going to teach you that let men share with men and women share with women. And please, when we say this, to share your testimony, make sure that we don't have women sharing with men the gospel. We want women to share with women and men to share with men the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and respect their traditions in how we share things.
And that's because of cultural influences, right? Okay. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Jamel, for being a part of the program today. Once again, if you want to contact him, 602-488-1870. And remember, instead of looking out for yourself, number one, look out for somebody else, number two, because eventually number two will look out for you.
I have some exciting news. Hi, this is Amber May. The launch of the Amber May Show Club is coming soon. This club is designed to help everybody involved. When you sign up for the Amber May Show Club, you will receive discounts from various businesses for their products and services. I get a benefit because I can stay on the air, and the businesses benefit because you're using their products and services, which keeps their doors open to feed their families and their employees' families. Also, the club members are going to receive free More to the Show CDs. More to the Show CDs are giving you an extra bit of what got cut from the show that didn't make it on the air. So it's going to be pretty exciting. So make sure you stay tuned for the launch date of this new and exciting club, the Amber May Show Club. And if you're a business and want to be a part of this dynamic network, get in touch with Amber May at the radio station. I look forward to you joining the club. First Arabic Baptist Church is sponsoring a dynamic conference on January 29th through the 31st at 2232 West Campbell Road in Phoenix. The theme of the conference is Share Christ Without Fear to Muslim Friends. We live in exciting and interesting times, and we've noticed that the Western world is being invaded by many ideologies from the Islamic faith. We have seen mosques being built more than ever before, while more and more Muslim refugees keep filling our states. The time has come to strengthen ourselves and stand for the truth of God that is in Christ Jesus. Please join us for the conference, Share Christ Without Fear to Your Muslim Friends, on January 29th through the 31st at 2232 West Campbell Road. The cost for the conference is $50 per person, but if you bring a friend, it's only $75. We have some exciting speakers that you won't want to miss. For more information or registration, call Pastor Jamel Bashara at 602-488-1870. That's 602-488-1870.
Are you like me? Whenever I have a project at home that requires professional help, I never know where to go to find reliable and honest help. AngiesList.com/Amber is a wonderful resource where you'll find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you visit AngiesList.com/Amber, you will receive 25% off your subscription. Let AngiesList.com/Amber take away the guesswork to be able to find a quality service provider for your next project.